sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. So once again, thank you very much for joining us here today, because Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry. Those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was just thinking this weekend that the Bakken started out as a revolution, and now it is an evolution. There you go, a little bubblegum for the mind here on Building the Bakken Radio. Okay, let's go over this week's show, folks. We got a fantastic show for you. It's a year-in-review show here at Building the Bakken. We're doing a year-in-review with the Davis Refinery. They had some fantastic news kind of rolling out at the end of the year. They got their air quality permit. They're now in a public comment phase, okay? A public comment phase. So if you'd like to go to the Crude Life for more information about the public comment phase, please do. It goes until January 26th, I do believe. But here's today's program. So we're going to have Dan Hedrington on. He's with SEH. He's been working on the project as a project manager. He talks about the timeline. He explains how the North Dakota Health Department vetted some of the new technology involved with this Davis refinery. You got to remember, this is going to be the cleanest refinery on the planet. It is going to set the standard for all refineries, not only going forward, but it's going to retro into some of those older refineries that need to get some upgrades. It's going to force them to upgrade as well. So this is going to have an amazing ripple effect through the environment, through the economy. All kinds of fantastic, positive things are going to happen with the Davis refinery. Dan Hedrington is one of our interviews here today. Also, William Prentice, CEO of Meridian Energy Group. He, of course, gives us an overview of the project. And then we talk with Edward Martinez, CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultant. He's one of the engineers working on the project. Of course, one of the progressive thinking environmental engineers working on this. And that conversation is fantastic. He gets down to the pipes. And he talks about how just some additional things done to pipes can reduce emissions from what they were before. So just a fantastic interview with Edward Martinez with Zia Engineering. He's a heavyweight in the industry, folks, just like William Prentice and Dan Hedrington. And then we go to the heavyweight in North Dakota in the air quality direction here, the air quality division. Terry O'Claire, talked to him a number of times throughout the past year about the Davis Refinery. Of course, this is our year in review, Davis Refinery edition, and we're going through a number of different interviews talking about the Davis Refinery, the first refinery built in the United States in the last 50 years. I know many people are thinking, what about the one right south of Dickinson there by South Hart? It's the Tesoro Refinery. Used to be MDU and Calumet's refinery, but that's a diesel refinery. This Davis refinery is going to be a full-on refinery. It's going to do everything from diesel to jet fuel to all kinds of different things. So that's why we're doing a year in review. This is a very big deal here for North Dakota, for the Bakken, for Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota. The ripple that it is going to have will be about 2,400 jobs. It's going to be just a fantastic addition to Western North Dakota, the Bakken, the Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota. The whole region is going to benefit from this, from a construction side of things to afterwards the permanent jobs that are going to be there. Plus, it's going to increase the flow of the Bakken and hit Governor Burgum's goal of 2 million barrels a day. This is another piece of the puzzle, folks, when it comes to the Bakken. All right, fantastic day today. We've got all set up for you. The rundown, one more time. We've got Dan Hedrington with SEH, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, Edward Martinez with Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, and Terry O'Claire with the North Dakota Health Department. We're doing a real round robin here, the Davis Refinery year in review. Stick around, folks. All that's coming up in just a moment. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Face unafraid, plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Now let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dan Hetherington, principal with SEH. At the end of the day, I guess a few I's and T's were crossed, but nobody really had to rip the script and rewrite the whole thing, did they?
No, it wasn't anything like that. There was an opportunity when, so we, the original applications went in the October of 16, and in April of 17, some modifications were made, some improvements were made to reduce emissions even more and to add more efficiencies into the plant. So there were some modifications made, but it wasn't anything like, you know, you toss it out and start over again or anything like that. You know, as far as for, you know, you asked if there was a major problem or anything like that, I would say no as well. I mean, this has gone pretty smooth where, you know, we provide the information, they come back with questions, which is essentially, hey, you're making this claim, prove it. So we were able to prove it and work with them and make everybody feel comfortable with it. If you forced me to say what was the problem, in some of the cases, especially with the modeling efforts that were done, the transfer of that information isn't easy. You're talking about computer models that take 24 to 36 hours to run, and the data that those models develop is extensive. And so when you transfer it, you don't just email that. You know, at one point we had to take this is just a little side note you probably don't even care about, but we had to take an external hard drive and put the data on that hard drive and then deliver it to the department so they could download it off of that hard drive. So yeah, you know, there were some challenges based on the size itself, but other than that, I mean, it went very, very well. I'm extremely happy with how the department, you know, treated us.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hetherington with SEH or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The most famous reindeer of all, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Oh, so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Thank you.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. It's our special year in review edition here on Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. And we're talking about the Davis Refinery. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of the Meridian Energy Group.
Well, you know, the world has changed over the past year. The previous refinery that received the permit in North Dakota was the Dickinson, Dakota Prairie. And they were a minor source, I believe, and they obtained their permit in, you know, a very short period of time compared to what we've had to do. But in the intervening months and years, you've had the DAPL situation. You've had a change in administration federally. A lot of new faces around the federal agencies that get to have some input on this. You know, we cannot argue that there should be a set timeline for a permit like this. The state has their responsibility. Their responsibility is not to us. I mean, generally speaking, I think that they're required to consider the interest of the state, and, you know, there are considerations in favor of us from that regard, in terms of jobs and tax base and everything like that. And so, of course, you know, they're going to be in favor of doing something if there's no harm and we meet all the regulations. But we have to prove that we're going to do that. And, you know, the previous refinery was a fairly standard configuration for a topping unit. What we're proposing is dramatically different. And there was a lot of skepticism to begin with that you could achieve synthetic minor source status with a refinery that big. And so it's taken us a year to run through it. And, you know, quite frankly, and again, I'm not complaining because the state's doing their job, but we've probably put four times as many engineering man hours into this project to date as you would typically do for a project like this, just getting through the permit stage. I think it's, you know, it's our obligation to do that if we're proposing something this new. And so, you know, we've done the work, and I think we've proven that we're gonna be able to do this refinery and achieve those emissions levels. So, yeah, we're never happy with a schedule. You know, that's just the way it is. But it's not the state's job to make us happy on the schedule. It's their job to protect the public, and that's what they're doing.
So with all the back and forth, and William Prentice on the line with us here, William Prentice, CEO of Meridian Energy Group, we're talking about the Davis Refinery, our weekly update on the Davis Refinery project coming to Belfield, North Dakota. Just kind of talking about the timeline on the Department of Health, taking a little bit longer than anybody really anticipated, including the Department of Health, who I've had conversations with. And so, yeah, a lot has changed in a year. Are you guys still got the same confidence level that you guys had a year ago going into this? I mean, has anything on your end changed? Because you guys have been pretty confident along this way that it's going to be cleanest refinery on the planet and that sort of thing. So outside of the timelines, which are outside of your control, how about the engineering side and the environmental side? Are you guys still being able to have confidence at the end of the day?
Yeah, the project has gotten stronger. You know, there are some, you know, obscure things that have happened. I mean, you know, for instance, Bakken oil has a lot less sulfur in it than most crudes do. So your typical sulfur removal processes don't work very well. The process that we had initially decided to use would have taken a long time, was kind of heat intensive, and we've since found out about some new things that have been developed that have, since we started, actually been proven in actual use in industry. So we've been able to migrate to some of these other solutions. You know, I complain all the time about schedule, but when I look at the project today, it's better than it would have been if we'd gotten the permit 4 months after we filed, you know. It's a better deal for everybody, especially us. Also, in running us through this gauntlet, the health department has helped us perfect what in other industries would be considered intellectual property, of knowing how to put together all these disparate areas of technology into something that's very unique and new and clean and much more efficient, which means probably more profitable. So in the last 2 or 3 months, we've had people coming to us wanting to talk about putting a similar plant in their backyard. You know, that's something that's pretty new and exciting that grew up in North Dakota now. So, you know, it's just been a very exciting project to work on. And every week it gets better.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other year-in-review Davis Refinery specials, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
By the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's walk on, baby.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town, yeah. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
We'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbye. So long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us on a very special year in review as we spotlight the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. They had some fantastic news over the past month. They received their air quality permit. They're on the five-yard line as it comes down to public comment time. They're going to have public comments for about the next 30 days. So if you want to support the project or you have any questions, make sure you go to thecrudelife.com. We've got all the contact information for Meridian Energy Group as well as the North Dakota Health Department. This is the special Year in Review Davis Refinery Edition here on Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Once again, my name is Jason Spies, and our guest up next is Edward Martinez, CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants. How the environmental aspect has really folded into the world of energy, and maybe if you have some projects you've done somewhere along the line that have incorporated that?
Very much so. Actually, we have a long history of providing services to the energy markets, both oil and gas, as well as electrical and coal, et cetera. And specific to environmental engineering and you know, the work in general that we do for especially oil and gas markets. We've worked on everything from initial feasibility siting for like pipeline projects and refinery sites, tank bulking facilities, et cetera, through the initial environmental clearances that are required for those sites, but all oftentimes include the archaeological and biological reviews, the NEPA environmental assessments and environmental impact statements. As we get over those initial hurdles, we get into the environmental permitting that's required for those facilities. That could include anything from air quality permitting to stormwater management to your stormwater discharge, your wastewater treatment, as relates specifically to your initial exploration sites. It could be reinjection wells, pond permits, that sort of thing that handle those. When you get into operations, we handle permitting and compliance, ongoing routine compliance for active permits, as well as help the facility to address site safety issues, those sort of things. When things don't necessarily go right and there might be a spill or that sort of thing, we've assist facilities in doing spill cleanups, remediation, site clearances, et cetera, and we've even assisted facilities when they're decommissioning to do the overall site cleanups and close out their site, so to speak. So we handle everything on the environmental side from initial siting through when a facility closes down, and we've also assisted on the engineering side in roadway infrastructure for projects, bringing water wastewater systems to the various facilities, design of their pond systems, design of wastewater treatment facilities on site, those sort of issues. So fairly encompassing through a lot of the areas of both initial startup as well as operations.
Sounds like you guys have run the gamut in the environmental world. And so transition that a little bit to Meridian's Davis Refinery. First greenfield refinery, 25 years, United States. Obviously, they've had to change quite a bit from the old existing plants that probably a lot of people are used to. What makes this new Davis Refinery so different than the ones in the past?
Yes, I mean, the analogy that I use, it's like a Chevy truck. You know, the Chevy trucks of the 60s and 70s, you look under the engine of those vehicles and you look at, a Chevy truck today, and you look under the engine of a Chevy truck today, and they both have engines. They both might, have a 8-cylinder, 350 horsepower, et cetera, but the engines don't look necessarily the same, and they definitely don't operate necessarily the same. And essentially, that's similar to both refinery technology as well as specifically related to what we're doing for Meridian. The air emissions technology and controls today are nothing like what was implemented in the past in what most people think of as refineries. You're looking at technology that in many instances was, from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And while in general, at the end of the day, it may look somewhat like a refinery, it's significantly different. The technology has been upgraded in a lot of the basic refinery equipment and systems. And the controls, well, we're not necessarily implementing anything that's, I would say, is new or unique on the air emissions controls. The difference is that we have controls on everything. And in many instances, redundant controls on units. And so from that standpoint, the level of emissions that we're projecting to be released by this facility is, in many instances, a tenth of the emissions that are permitted at other refinery facilities. We're just looking at very, very low emissions through implementation of very, very aggressive controls across the entire gamut of the plant.
To listen to the full-length interview with Edward Martinez, CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features like this year-in-review Davis Refinery Edition, go to thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media
All
Network.
The way home, I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. good night. How I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home, I'll
be. The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. The past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
I think it's a really exciting time for our young leaders today because leaders like Eric Hatch are changing the face of what it means to lead an organization or what it means to lead a brand. He's changing that. For many years, I think that the gold standard of leadership has been somebody who is very polished and has it all together or seemingly has it all together. And throughout the years, I think that we've now, especially with technology and social media, we are drawn to what's real.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Oh, you better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us here. It's our Year in Review special edition here. We're focusing on the Davis Refinery this week here on Building the Bakken Radio. We've already heard from Dan Hedrington from SEH, William Prentice with the Meridian Energy Group, Edward Martinez with Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, and up next, we go to the state of North Dakota, their Department of Health, and talk with Terry Eau Claire. He's going to tell us a little bit about the air quality draft permit. This is kind of where they're at right now. They have a public comment period going on from December 8th all the way through January 26th. So just about a month left on the public comment period. There is a public meeting January 17th in Dickinson, North Dakota, for those people who want to attend the public meeting. Otherwise, you can go online or email your public comments. And those links are available at thecrudelife.com, as well as the Davis Refinery's website, the North Dakota Public Health's website. But if you want, just go to thecrudelife.com. We have all the links there. Okay, enough of me talking. Let's get back to the Davis Refinery. You know, it's going to add about 2,400 jobs, so we better give it its due. Up next, Terry O'Claire with the North Dakota Department of Health.
It was already proven technology that they're going to be using, because the emission rates that they're looking at are very, very low compared to any other refinery in the nation right now. Keep in mind that there's been no other refinery built in the last 50 years, so you would expect that technology has improved. But even so, we wanted to make sure that what they're telling us is true. And so we took a look at that, and that was vetted not only with us, but through EPA as well.
So not only did the state vet this technology, but you guys did run it through the feds all the way up through the EPA, huh?
Well, we called them into the process early because we suspected, you know, they review the stuff that we send out. So we wanted to get them in early, and we had routine conference calls with them, you know, and shared the information that we had received. So as questions came up, you know, we looked at it together. And you know, the final product is this proposed permit that we have out there right now. That being said, you know, we still expect, you know, questions not only from the public, but, you know, maybe even others in the industry, and EPA could certainly still provide comments on it, as well as the National Park Service. And, you know, before we end this process, we'll look at all the comments that we receive and make our decisions based on that. But we knew that, you know, because the facility is going to be located so close to the National Park, a Class 1 area, we knew that even though it was a minor source, there was going to be a lot of interest out there to make sure we did this the right way. So very early on, we engaged with EPA to say, you know, we'd appreciate you guys looking at this at the same time that we do. And that's the process that we went through.
Walk us through the next steps on through, you know, what the health department has to permit before they theoretically can, you know, break ground out there with a shovel.
At the end of the public comment period, we expect there's going to be a lot of comment, and we will be taking all those comments, the testimony, all the written comments, emails that we get into consideration before we make a final determination. And the final determination would be whether we issue the permit to construct or deny it. And at this point, it really depends on what the comments are, and we'll have to play that by ear as we approach that. Typically it takes us maybe 30 days to do that. It will really depend on how many comments we get on this, you know, to review those that we do receive.
One more time for just people out there, if they want to reach out to you guys to either, you know, talk about concerns or talk about even supporting the project, that sort of thing, there is a place where they can do that if they can't make a Dickinson public physical meeting. Is that right?
Absolutely. They can write to us by regular mail. They can email us at airquality@nd.gov, or, you know, get on our public website at ndhealth.gov. We encourage all of that. We hope they can make it to the meeting, but if they don't, there's certainly other opportunities that they can provide us with written comments.
To listen to the full-length interview with Terry O'Claire with the Department of Health, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. This is our special year in review. It's a spotlight on the Davis Refinery. So all of those interviews, as well as other Davis Refinery interviews, we check it out every single week right here on Building the Bakken, which we are going to continue into 2018. It is a very special project, making history books across the globe. This is the first refinery being built in the United States in the last 50 years. Full-on refinery. In 50 years, it is very exciting. It'll have its own chapter in the Bakken history books right here in the upper Midwest in North Dakota. Okay, folks, once again, my name is Jason Spies. This is Building the Bakken Radio, and you're listening right here on the Crude Life Media Network.
He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, better not cry.
better not pout, I'm telling
you. The holiday
you
music
why.
Heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, man, Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Hurry up, Santa. I want my presents.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When you get Eric Hatch involved in something, you get 100% of them. You get him, you get his team, you get his family, now you get his kids. This is a guy that puts his heart into his work. What I really appreciate about Eric is his vulnerability. And there's times he hits home runs and there's times where maybe it doesn't go the way everybody hoped, but I've always respected how much he loves his work. I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings where he gave a talk and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. It's been said that if you want to create competition, tell everyone your success. And if you want to create compassion, share your weaknesses. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished. And it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.